A jewel of a performance venue sits just slightly north of the city limits, and it's more than worth the drive. It's the Fitton Center for Creative Arts in Hamilton, Ohio, concluding the 2017-18 season on Saturday, May 19th at 7:30 with a jazz and cabaret performance, The Pat and Julie Show. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Dio. My guests are the Queen of Song, Miss Pat Linhart, and pianist extraordinaire, Ms. Julie Spangler. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Such titles we have been given. That's so nice.
We're big
you.
On titles around here.
They I like it.
Cost us nothing and they make us feel great. So, Pat, what are you going to sing for us that night?
Julie and I get a little raucous. We get a little rowdy. We have primarily songs that would be more of a cabaret setting. I don't actually think we even have anything that's coming from the musical theater land. But
you're right.
Which is interesting because that's your background.
Exactly. Yes. But I think we're bridging a nice gap between a cabaret and a jazz type feel, all with gorgeous arrangements by the one and only Julie Spangler. It's going to get a little crazy.
So I'm going to ask you a question I didn't plan to ask you. But since you differentiated between musical theater and cabaret music, what is cabaret music?
I think of it more as little vignettes within one song. We don't have to worry about a through line or continuing a story as we do in musical theater, but each individual piece is its own little musical.
Julie, who came up with the concept for this show?
Well, Pat and I go back many, many years. She and I have been doing recitals together practically as long as I've been in Cincinnati, and she is the one who is responsible for coming up with so many fantastic gems. Now, she was talking about cabaret songs. I would equate that with art songs in the Broadway world, songs that aren't necessarily connected to a show, but they're so fun, the all kinds of moods, all kinds of emotions. And she has found so many songs that I had never heard of before. And over the last years that we've been doing recitals, we've grown quite a collection of music. And so when we were asked to perform the show at the Fitton Center, we already had this great collection of songs. And so there might not even be a theme to everything. It's just we are going to share some of our favorite music with you for a couple of hours. So I think everybody will enjoy it.
Oh, beautifully put, Julie. Beautiful.
I kind of had a sense that you both love these songs. It's sort of popping out of you right now. Isn't that great to get an opportunity to actually perform music you love instead of music you have to play?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we've been talking all around it. Are you willing to divulge some titles, some songwriters?
I can remember any.
Of course, there is Sondheim. Even though he is in the musical theater land, he's a big proponent in most every recital we put together. We have jazz standards such as Lazy Afternoon, Something Cool. These are two fabulous jazz standards. And then we go all the way to the completely ridiculous with an epic piece that we love to perform called Shopping Cart of Love.
And we'll keep that a surprise.
And that is where the wackiness comes in. So.
Oh, it comes in way before that.
Well, all right. That's true. Yes.
And it's just the two of you.
With a few special guests, right, Pat?
Oh, secrets.
We do have some special guests. We have some backup singers. One, Kelly McKenzie Thurley. My buddy Jeff Grooms, who comes to us from No Promises Vocal Group. And my other husband, Scott Stoney, from the Human Race Theater in Dayton. Those three are singing backup with Julie and I on two pieces. And then I have the joy of singing a duet with each of them, just for a little variety in our program.
I'm talking with Pat Linhart and Julie Spangler, The Pat and Julie Show.
For lack of a better title, right? We didn't work on that, did we, Pat?
No, not very long. No.
It works. So, Pat, this is a rough time of year for vocalists. How are you staying healthy through these rehearsals?
I am thrilled to say I have great allergy medicine that's keeping me on the straight and narrow, and it's almost a relief for school to have been over at CCM at the end of April, so I'm not teaching a full week and can actually rest a little bit.
You both teach at CCM?
Yes.
Yes.
Julie, you had to think about.
Well, when I would put the word teach in quotes. I'm a music director there and an arranger there, and I wouldn't give myself the title of instructor, kind of like I'm the et cetera at CCM.
Well, it's a nice substitute for your other job, which is keyboardist with the Cincinnati Pops.
Yes, yes.
And a mom.
Yes.
pretty busy woman. What thought went behind choosing the material for the show?
Things that are our favorites that we look forward to performing. There does seem to be a bit of a summer theme creeping in. Yeah, mostly just things like, Julie, do you really enjoy doing this piece? Yes. Oh, I love this song, and I love this song. And do you think this will set a really nice mood in the beautiful ballroom in which we get to perform at the Fenton Center?
The Fenton is just a glorious place, and they've got an anniversary coming up, and there are people in Cincinnati who've never been there, and it's 25 years now. Julie, what makes the Fenton such a great place to perform?
You know, I haven't had the pleasure of performing there very often, but I have been there a few times, and it is just a fabulous facility. It's like this art center that is just so complete in so many ways. They have so much to offer there, and their directorship, I do not know how long Ian has been there, but he has created quite a lovely program of all different kinds of events for everybody to enjoy, and the facility is just beautiful.
Pat, have you played there before?
You know, many years ago, a group of us from the Human Race Theater in Dayton did a few shows there. And within the complex, there are so many performance venues that you can take advantage of that we have not been in the ballroom as of yet. But that will be set up beautifully with tables and people can sit and have a cocktail and be watching the view of the river. And it's just a lovely, lovely spot.
And there's something about walking through those doors that makes audience members listen.
Oh, I hope so.
They
yes.
walk in and they kind of leave everything else.
Absolutely.
And they know how to behave and they
right.
know that they're in for something special. And I find that they tune in quite a bit. That's a vibe that Fenton has. Well, I was going to ask you what else is going on this summer once you get this show behind you.
Believe it or not, we may actually try to start planning our CCM January recital. We keep saying at this time of year, let's get an early jump on it. And we usually get together in October. I don't know, Jules, what do you think? Maybe we should start a little earlier than we usually do.
I think we can start thinking about it.
That's, yes.
Instead of thinking about it in October, which is
right.
what we've been known to do.
Well, we'll think over a barbecue and yeah. a couple glasses of wine, and
right.
we can plan from there.
It's the joy of the surprise for recitals like this.
It's the Pat and Julie Show wrapping up this year's season at the Fenton Center for Creative Arts in Hamilton. Is this an all-ages show, Pat?
Oh, yes, very much so.
And where can they get tickets?
At the fittencenter.org. There will be a link there.
We'll provide a link as well through our website, wvxu.org. Plenty of parking?
Plenty of parking.
7:30 p.m. on Saturday, May 19th. Refreshments?
Oh, yes.
I think you mentioned cocktails.
Always. We don't have recitals without refreshments.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you have your priorities. You got a busy summer with the Pops, or did you get some time off, Julie?
The Pops has some great concerts this summer. It's always July 4th is something to look forward to at Riverbend. And before that, I'm looking forward to my daughter graduating from high school, and that takes up a lot more time than I thought it would.
Daughters have a way of doing that.
Yes.
It's cabaret. It's jazz. It's a couple of laughs from Pat Linhart and Julie Spangler. The Pat and Julie Show at the Fenton Saturday, May 19th. Thank you both for visiting and bringing this energy into our studios.
Oh, thanks
for having us, Elaine.
For more information and a link, visit our website, wvxu.org. I'm Elaine Deal.